daughter will be here. Also, tomorrow night, Matthew Fox from Lost and Kelly Clarkson will be on the show. So please tune in tomorrow. Now, Clay, why were you on a donkey? Did you take a UNICEF trip to Mexico, too? What was going on there?
I didn't get much local flavor. We were driving down, actually, in our UN vehicle. And this lady had her donkey, and I said, stop the car, I want to ride the donkey. So we rode the donkey.
And what did the lady say when this man from America suddenly gets out of the car and wants to ride
her
donkey?
They all just looked at me like I was stupid most of the time.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
Which is what happens in America, too.
But they let you do it.
Yes.
Okay, all
and
right.
And it was quite interesting. The donkey will not move. It stayed still the whole time, and I was kicked. Not that, no, PETA, don't get upset at me. But I was, you know, trying to get it to move, and some guy had to come with a stick and stick it in the butt to make it move.
Really? That's what they do over there.
And then, as I'm struggling to get this donkey to move, a six-year-old boy just saunters by on his donkey, looking at me like I'm stupid. Somehow, I guess, I don't speak the donkey
language. Well, you know, the donkey's probably looking at me going, what is Clay Aiken doing on me?
I don't think so.
Yeah, well, you know, your fans are very exuberant.
Yes.
I think is. And as you can see there.
But they're your fans, too.
And I don't know if you're aware of this, but somehow, yes, our worlds have now collided, and there's now a word that has been invented, much like Bennifer or Brangelina. Now, this pin is from Klimmel, is the word.
Yes.
Klimmel, which is Clay and Kimmel together. It's apparently it's Klimmel time, and we're rocking and talking.
Is that what it says?
Yeah, rocking and talking.
Wow, we should be so
proud
of ourselves.
Love at the bottom too.
I was totally gonna market those on my own. Well, I didn't know they were already done.
I don't think it's too late to do that, but that's really special. I think for the two of us.
We should be proud of ourselves.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, if we ever, God forbid, break up. We're going to have to figure out who gets custody of Klimmel.
Oh, goodness. We're not going to do that. Who gets custody of the horse?
Yeah,
oh,
you're right. That was a horse, yeah. I'm wildly allergic to horses, by the way.
But it was good. You were a good sport.
It worked out fine. I actually worked out. You ride that everywhere?
Everywhere. I think I'm going to take it with me from now on. You know, everybody's got their little shtick, and if I just showed up on a horse everywhere I went,
I think it's a great idea.
Very memorable.
You immediately command respect when you're on a horse.
Especially if the horse has been trained for years and years, like Taco had.
And especially if the horse has an erection like that one did.
He really liked me for some reason. I don't know.
He was just excited to be here, it looked like. I don't know if people noticed that, but I zoomed right in on it. Now, what are you doing, besides riding horses, what are you doing here in Los Angeles?
We're working on meeting with some producers for the next album. We are trying to find one producer to do the whole thing, so we're in the process of working on that.
Phil Spector right now is very busy, so yes, you should rule him out.
We need to mark that off the list.
Yeah. Is there anyone we may know that you've been talking to or you don't want to say, you want to keep it quiet?
I think we'll keep it a secret.
You keep it quiet?
That's cool.
You know, Dr. Dre is very good. He produces a lot of things.
I don't have a comeback for that. Yeah, well, I just have nothing. I'm completely
blank.
If
Dr. Dre said, Clay, I'd love to do a single with you, would you consider that?
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
I could rap.
That would be great. That would be quite a collaboration. It wouldn't be as
good
as...
Not as good as Klimmel.
Not as good as Klimmel, and not as good as you killing Bin Laden, but...
Oh, yes. I'm going to be very busy this summer.
Yes,
tour, you are. Having to kill Bin Laden.
Clay Aiken mercenary. And your tour... Your tour is called the Symphony Tour because you're playing...
You're with the whole symphony.
With the symphony. And will you be traveling with the symphony?
No, we're going to use like members of the L.A. Philharmonic here in L.A. and in Atlanta, the Atlanta Symphony, and symphonies in each area.
You got to be careful because these symphonies have become very violent.
Yes, like, I noticed. Yeah. I saw that. We're going to stay clear of Boston, I think, for that reason.
Yeah, I don't blame
you. Because
I'm
not trying to get beat up.
And that starts on July 4th. And how many cities will you be going to?
Oh, they don't even tell me anymore.
They
just
don't.
Tell me, okay, it's done. You can go home now.
And it will only be in the United States?
Just in the U.S. About a month and a half, so about 2 months, July 4th till sometime the end of August.
Well, very good. We'll look for Clay Aiken and his horse riding to a town near you. The Symphony Tour starts in Dallas July 4th. Clay Aiken, everybody. We'll be right back with Aida Turturro.